You are about to hear a conversation between myself and my children. We all put down our devices and just talked to each other, something we should probably do more often. No screens, just a simple question to start and some careful listening. Here's what Clara and William had to say. So should we start at the beginning? How did you, William, get into football in the first place?
Year one. Most of my friends, their families liked football and played football, so I just did it, played it with them at lunch. And that I carried on playing, joined the team, and then carried on from there. The only reason I started was because that's what everybody did. If only a couple of people did, I probably would have started it.
But you were interested straight away. You weren't just doing it because...
No, I enjoyed it, but... I started because that's what everyone else did. And then enjoyed it once I started.
And then very quickly you moved on to...
joining a team and carrying on from there, really.
And what about you, Clara? Can you remember how you first got into football?
We were sitting in the car. You asked me whether I'd like to do football or this rainbow. You know, rainbows, the club. And William, he said that I should do football because it's so much better. So... I picked football and I did want to do it. Also, because if William's already done it, as he said, it's fun. I was like, oh, okay, I can believe him.
And in those early days, do you remember thinking that it was taken quite seriously and was hard work, or was it still just fun in those days?
Everyone was progressing, but it was more just fun. Training wasn't as serious as it is now. It's still not, it's serious, but it's enjoyable.
Mm. And what about you, Clara? Can you remember your first... couple of years of training sessions and how it was treated by your coaches and the players?
It was good. It wasn't as serious as it is now because, you know, we're getting older, so the players are getting much better, like on other teams, and you have to train harder.
Well, I think when I started taking it more seriously was we went to a tournament and we did really well. We may have won, we may have come second, but after that we realised like, we were actually a decent team. And we started taking it more seriously because we could actually do well. And we have done well in past leagues and stuff. Last season didn't go great, but...
And Clara, a similar question to you. Can you ever remember playing a match or playing in a tournament where you realised that actually there's people that are loads better than us?
Mm. And yeah, definitely. Mm,
did that change your attitude to the training at all?
Just, you know, it's not all fun and games.
I actually want to win matches because if you don't, it's just a bit annoying.
Yeah.
But I mean, playing matches and getting hammered isn't the most best experience, especially after you put, well, our age is like 70 minutes now, but for them like 50 minutes into a match, just to lose 3-0 would be, it's just not great. Also, we were getting older, I think that's what changed it. Started paying more attention to the sport, in like actual competitive, like the different leagues, different tournaments, and just started paying more attention to the actual sport in general.
So now that you're 13, William, what's it like to play in a match now for you?
It's hard because it's 11-a-side. The pitches are quite big. They're not that big. It's a lot more competitive. It's a lot more physical, a lot more aggressive. It's not like the pitches are so small. Get a lucky deflection and you score. You have to play well to win a game.
What's the biggest...
It's more enjoyable, I think, though. It's actually like, feels good when you win instead of just when you were five, you didn't really care. It was just kicking the ball about and five people chasing it with you.
What's the biggest difference from when you first started playing matches to the way that you play now? Is it formation?
The difference is much bigger goals. Like, when you were little, they were, like, this big.
Doesn't help.
Well, okay.
They were not very big.
They were not very big, yeah. And also, people are getting stronger. So, when you're a kid, you know, you could easily trip over.
The introduction of offside was a big thing because it was just different. Like, you couldn't just have somebody standing in their half up front anymore. You had to watch the line of defenders and time your runs. Formation has obviously changed because it gets bigger. I like our formation. I think it's quite good.
What position do you play? Striker?
Right mid or cam, and very rarely I can play up top.
Cam
centre attacking mid.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a lot more competitive now as well. Like I said, if you're not playing on your best game, people will just want it more than you.
Mm.
So you've got to play well to win.
And Clara, you mentioned a point about strength. The obvious thing to mention about this is the fact that you're a girl.
I feel like...
often the only girl on a field full of boys.
I mean, I'm glad that my friend that's a girl is on our team now. We've played at school together and we play in the girls' football team, which is doing really well at school.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's like a good duo.
When you're playing in a match and it's mostly boys on the field, do you feel like you have to work harder, play differently?
I mean, I feel like I bet some of the time when I'm playing, the boys on the opposition team will think that they're stronger than me.
Mm. Often what they don't know is the fact that you're in
the PDC
and player development
for Norwich City.
Yeah,
so me and my friend, she's just joined the team, but we haven't played a match together. And I really want to because we're a great team.
It's just a game of football. If they're good or bad, it's about they're just playing. Realistically, any girl could be better than a boy. Any boy could be better than a girl. Some people are just born naturally good at a sport.
And what about just physicality? You boys are getting bigger.
It depends, though, because it doesn't really matter if they're stronger than you. If you just put in a good challenge, you'll win it off them.
Also, that being fast is really useful. Like, if the ball went against the player that you're marking and you're both running to try and get it, you have to be faster so you can beat them. Our trainer tells us that quite a lot. Like, you need to want the ball to get it.
If you're, like, quite aggressive and will challenge the ball, you are quite likely to win it. They'll be caught off guard. You can body them off the ball.
What's it like when you win a game?
It's a good feeling, you know, a little victory. You can go home and be proud about for the day. Yeah, it's good. Although it's not, you know, I mean, you obviously have to have sympathy for the other team, but it'd be bad if you had no sympathy and you're like, oh,
don't
yeah, I'd
think
beat
about
you.
It. At our age, especially last season, because we were in the highest league possible, matches were so hard.
Mm.
It was like, you win, and it's like, you were just happy, because, like, we were playing teams that, like, they were, like, academy teams of it to go against, and even though we lost, it was like, we lost by, like, one goal, we should have beaten them. And just decisions didn't go our way. That it was one match against team top of the league, academy team. They got a penalty that wasn't a penalty, and that's how they won the match. I scored in that match to make it to equalise.
Nice.
It was a bit of a jammy goal. It was a good chance, and I took it. It wasn't the cleanest goal. But it's like when they get a penalty for a goal for something that shouldn't have been a penalty, which coincidentally happened both times against them. We lost by one goal because of a penalty that shouldn't have been a penalty.
So while you've brought up the subject, referees and bad decisions,
they are generally quite good, because our home ref is obviously, well, he's been qualified by FA, so he's a decent ref. But decisions are always going to go against you. Like, no ref is going to get every decision right, because it's hard. But there are some teams where you go to, not as much anymore, where it's just like their coach reffing or something, and it's clearly biased.
Mm.
And that's just frustrating. It can lose you a game, and it's frustrating.
Mm. I can see that. I've seen that happen, definitely. Clara?
Yeah, there was a match that didn't... I mean, it wasn't now, before, like, lockdown and everything. Their ref was, like, giving away free kicks, where we barely touched them, but because their ref was on the other team's side, and even their coach was like, that shouldn't have been a free kick.
Mm.
I think it stopped, but it was still annoying.
It's quite frustrating, isn't it?
And their coach came up to our coach and was like, that shouldn't have been a free kick. And I think on one of them, that he just said, don't take it. It's like, not a free kick.
What's it like when you lose a game?
It's just a bit annoying. Especially when you've played well and you've just had one unlucky thing and they've fluked a goal or something. That's just annoying. Sometimes you will just, like, it's annoying, but the other team is just a better team. And that will happen. They're going to be better teams than you. Even if you put up, like, a good game against them and you could have won it, it's like, you didn't. They were a good team. It's acceptable. It's when it's just jammy goals that win it, it's annoying.
Do you always fight it out to the end, or have there been matches
where
you just...
There's been matches when we just haven't... not given up, but we just haven't played well.
Mm.
Especially at the start of the season, our first match was against this team. We drew 3-3 in the end, and I only managed to get an equaliser with literally the last kick of the game.
But to the actual question about how it feels when you lose...
But when you lose, it's just annoying more than anything.
Annoying.
Especially because our age, matches are like 70 minutes long.
Mm.
I don't mind that it's the length, but it's just like 70 minutes into a match, you don't even get a result out of it.
Mm. I would like to think that a team just works together, but I wonder if there's also competition between the players.
Well, sometimes there can just be players on my team that don't pass the ball and they just want to get a shot. Like one time, our goalkeeper also plays outfield, so I can't remember whether he was playing outfield or in goal at the time, but either way, he dribbled the whole pitch, the whole way to the goal, skilled out literally every single player, and scored. You know, I wasn't annoyed by that, because we scored and it was a great dribble, but sometimes it's just annoying how you do a good play and then there's just that one player that won't pass the ball and they just try to shoot.
They want the glory.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
William?
I've been in that position when you have the ball and sometimes people, they'll expect you to pass, but actually it's like, you're not telling me where you are, so I can't, I don't have the time to look up and see where you are, or you're just not in a great position to pass to, or you're just in a bat, you're too close to me and it'll be the most pointless pass because it would just be a waste of time. I'm passing to somebody 2 yards away from me. Sometimes you're just not in a great position. The ball will be stuck at your feet. You can't get it out of your feet in time to play that cross ball part, that cross pitch pass. And sometimes you just have to run with the ball and just drive at them. Playing a pass around you is obviously very good if you create a chance, but having somebody drive at you and sprinting down on you with the ball is a lot harder to defend against than somebody dribbling slowly looking for a pass because you can time it. So I've had chances where I've just had to run and I've scored goals from it or created a chance from it. Sometimes it's just worth keeping the ball for that little bit longer.
So there's two things I heard there. Firstly, you're saying that tactically sometimes it's better just to hang on to the ball.
Yeah.
And then you're saying the other factor in that is that the team is not always functioning as well as it could or should. So if you can't pass or if you don't know where the person is, you kind of have to hang on to the ball.
Yeah. This kind of just sounds like I'm saying I'm good at everything. There are points in my game I need to improve, but my strong points are passing and dribbling, in my opinion. My shooting's all right. So if I can drive with the ball and get past a player, realistically, it's got us further up the pitch. It's taking a player out of their game who then has to sprint back to catch up. Sometimes it's just the better option.
I agree with you. I think because I am also right mid, I usually make assists instead of scoring, but you're the defender and an attacker, so you have to be good at getting up the pitch and running back down to try and defend.
To be good at something in football is hard.
Yeah.
But energy-wise, I honestly think midfield is probably the most draining.
Yeah.
Because constantly sprinting up and down the pitch with the change of pace of the game, and after 70 minutes, it's tiring. And it's like coming up against good players when you're injured or just tired is hard. Playing in goal and defence is the hardest position because you get the most stick and not much credit.
So that brings up a point about blame. Players on the same team blaming each other if you didn't win a game.
Oh my god, yeah.
Clara, anything to say about that?
There are sometimes some players on our team can get really annoyed. Oh, you should have tackled them. Oh, why didn't you pass to me? I was open. And sometimes it gets into a massive argument and you're literally on the pitch trying to play a game and then there's just two teammates arguing about why they didn't do that and why they passed to that person, not them. And it just ends up in a lot of mumble-jumble, really. Also, I feel like it annoys me because I'm like, oh, I just shout, I'm open, I have it, I can run up and then cross it. So we could have a chance to score. And they just don't listen to me, they just completely block me out.
Why do you think that happens?
Well, not all the time, sometimes. Most of the time when we play, they are like amazing. They will pass, they'll listen and try get other people to score and, you know, try and make chances. But sometimes they can just not listen. And I'm not saying it about everyone. I bet I've done that a few times, but without me knowing I've done that.
I don't think players are blocking you out on purpose. And while you're there getting annoyed at them for not passing, it's actually like they actually had a better thing to do.
I guess the point of this is that football is actually really difficult. It's a fast-moving game and you've got to keep your eyes on 21 other people make decisions really fast.
Yeah.
What's it like when you get comments from the sidelines? I make a point of keeping my mouth shut. I might shout out if there's a goal scored and, you know, encourage in that way. But
giving instructions from the sidelines.
Who's going first?
You go first, Clara.
Okay, it actually annoys me so much. Because, like, I know how to play the game. You're not the one playing.
Mm.
They're like, oh my God, you should have scored. And there's like, if you hit the post, and they're like, score. And I was like, thanks, I don't need your input on this. Mm. I know what I'm doing. Mm. Just because I miss, like, it doesn't matter. We still have other chances. Mm. It honestly just annoys me so much. Mm. And also, it puts kind of pressure on you.
Oh, interesting. So it actually makes it worse. You don't need that.
I don't think it makes it worse for me. Because it's what I don't actually listen to them. I don't care what they're saying.
Mm.
If you want to shout instructions to your own child, go for it. But I just don't shout at me. It's when people say, shoot, the ball is stuck under my feet. If you want to shoot or make a long pass, you have to get the ball in front of you so you can actually get some power on it. The ball can't be directly touching your foot. You can't shoot like that. Just with anything, there's so much stuff that actually goes into it to getting it right and doing it.
I mean, if it was that easy to score a goal, we would see 20 goals every game. But we don't. Goals are few and far between, really, aren't they? Usually, yeah. Because it's hard.
I think, yes, this was. This was a match that the girls' football team was playing. I was like, taking throw-ins because one of the players, they could take a touch and try kick it up the pitch. One of the parents was, like, saying, you're a midfielder. I mean, you should let that person throw it in. Yeah, I get I'm a midfielder, but I also want to do it because I'm good at it. I can throw quite far. Let me play the game. This is none of your business. If I want to do it, I can do it.
Mm, it doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Mm. What about attitude of other teams? Because I've seen you play teams with really good attitude, you know, sporting, like your teams are, and some that seem to have a terrible attitude. How does that affect the game for you?
There was this team that we were playing on one of the girls' football tournaments, the one before the really big tournament, where my friend, she already had a cut on her knee, and I think a player, fouled her, and it, opened up again. One of the team players said, oh, she's crying again. It's like, that's the worst attitude ever.
Mm.
Realistically, if the other team has a bad attitude, it's actually kind of helpful. Because if they make a mistake or something, they get annoyed at each other and start playing worse. If you think about it, it's actually useful to you. Like you said, people telling people to get up and stuff, some of the time it's not a foul. People are just asking for a free kick or a penalty, deliberately leaving their leg out or something, or overreacting. That's when people get annoyed at them and just tell them to get up, and then they just get a bunch of stick for it.
So you're talking about diving?
Yeah.
Basically. And when
people are just overdramatic, and even if it did hurt slightly, it wasn't as bad as they portray it.
And do you think that's crept into the game at your age because of what we see on television?
No, nobody really dives. There's a few people that overreact.
Okay. Clara, you wanted to talk about the Player Development Centre, PDC.
Yeah, PDC, it's fun. I like it. William was going to have tryouts, and I want to know, and he didn't actually get to do them because of all of this, and I wanted to know what he felt, if he was annoyed.
When you say because of all this, you mean that the trials were cancelled because of the shutdown over coronavirus, which is a shame.
Yeah, which is really annoying.
Because I think you'd have got in.
Yeah, I think you would.
But Clara, you tried out and you got in.
Yeah, PDC. I think 40 people tried out and only 10, I think, got in. So.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, which is great.
I started football and it was, a bit of fun. Yeah, I heard about the PDC and some of my friends got in. And when I first heard about it, I really wanted to get in. And it's just frustrating knowing after all that time I could have had trials and then it's cancelled due to coronavirus.
Do you think you'll carry on playing football?
Yeah, I'm going to carry on playing football. It's just so enjoyable. Especially this season. Because I'm a right mid, and it's a lot harder to score goals now. I don't score loads of goals, but thinking of this match against whoever it was, we played against them, and I scored winning goal. It was about 5-1 in the end, or 6-1. And just being able to get that first goal, which in the end stopped us from losing the match, that goal put us in the lead, then they scored, and then somebody else would have scored the winning goal after that. But if I hadn't scored, I don't think we would have played as well because we kept on getting shots off and they just were nowhere near the goal. And I got my one chance in the match and I took it and I think that helped.
You don't need to go into the specifics of lots of individual games. The question was about whether you see yourself carrying on.
Yeah, I'm going to carry on. I just enjoy football too much to quit. And after all this time of practising and trying to get better and putting time into it, putting effort into it. I'm not going to quit because of a few months gap.
We've obviously had conversations about you thinking about a career in sport.
And obviously that Ness degree thing's opened up where you get coached by players and actual Norwich coaches. If I could get into that, that'd be sick.
You've come to the realisation that you don't have to be a Premier League football star to have a great career in sport.
Yeah, something to do with the actual sport would be so like enjoyable and like incredible to do.
Do what you love.
Yeah.
Mm. Clara, same question to you. Can you see yourself carrying on with football?
Definitely. I mean, if I get to the academy, I would be so happy because like the academy, it goes PTC, PTC Elite, then academy. That's like best, and the and if you get into that, that's the highest chance of you actually becoming a like footballer when you're older.
Pretty much, you go to the academy, and then they pick a couple of players from the academy each year to scout into the actual team.
Like I would be so happy if that happened. So I'm obviously not gonna. I'm not going to stop trying to get to the academy because, you know, it'd just be amazing. And I'll obviously carry on playing for, like, local, my girls' football team at school and high.
How do you feel about knowing that it is incredibly difficult to get into the professional game?
I'm not expected to get into the professional, and that's not what I'm working towards. Being good at football and being able to get a chance to join the PDC or being told you can try for the PDC... It's actually sick because you know how hard it is to become good and actually do well in sports. Just being told that you're good at the game is, like, pretty nice.
Mm.
Yeah, and also, because I got picked to come into the PDC, like you said, it's great to be told that you're in. But it's, like, the actual Norwich City telling you that you have a chance to become a footballer, that you're good enough to.
Mm.
Like, it's great. And I mean, yeah, it's really hard to become one. I really hope I am good enough to play professionally, but if not, I'll still be happy that I had the chance to and that they thought I was good enough. So.
If I can, though, although, I'll join the Sunday League team when I'm older, like the age of 20 or something, because it's just being able to play football, it's just enjoyable. Like I said, if I do go to this sport course thing and I've been able to play Sunday League after being coached by like actual coaches... It'll be sick. There's scouts at Adult Sunday League. If you get into a Sunday League team, that's probably your best chance. Or Adult Sunday League or non-league team. You still have to be very good and talented to get into that at all. So it's just people in the Premier League are like best of the best.
If I did get dropped, I would be super upset. But I would try to still become a football player. I would try. But if I got dropped, I would be very upset. But,
thing is... Because obviously you have to retrial, even if you get dropped, they will still look out to see if you're good enough to join back.
Yeah.
Because they've had you before, and they obviously know you're a decent player. So if you get dropped, it's like, they will probably taste it and like, just keep working and you can probably get back in. It's just you weren't it this season.
I think that's full time.
Yeah.
We didn't quite make it to 90 minutes. No. No penalty shootout today. Thanks, Clara.
You're welcome.
Thanks, William.
You're welcome.
Bye.
That's it for this time. Thank you for playing this episode of the No Screens podcast. We'll be putting down our devices, talking and listening again soon. I hope you will too. Bye for now.